Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tamara Chandler is here, too. Tamara's a new friend. She is CEO and founder of People Firms, People Firm LLC, which is a strategy and execution firm. She is the author of How Performance Management is Killing Performance. How Performance Management is Killing Performance and What to Do About It. Tamara Chandler, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your new book.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, I can see that. It's and you should be. It's a great book. I'm gonna read a little sentence here, folks. That Tamara, we'll get you to respond to it. This is from the book. There's no sound evidence that traditional performance management leads to improved performance. Now, before you answer that question or defend that statement, tell the audience what you call performance management.
Oh, that's a great question to start with. So what I'm really poking at in the book is what I call traditional performance management. And that's the idea that or the process that many of us have lived with in our careers, which typically includes some kind of an annual review. Mm-hmm. You may do some sort of a self-evaluation that goes into that annual review. You and a manager sit down in an annual review, or if you're the manager, you sit down with your employees in that mm-hmm. annual review. Out of it often comes a rating, or even worse, a ranking. And that number gets cranked into probably some spreadsheet, and out of that comes compensation and promotion and those types of decisions. And there's other things that might be in there. There might be a mid-year touch point. There might be some kind of what we call a talent review where managers come together and sort of compare notes.
You know, one time I worked for corporate. I was a good corporate employee for 23 years. I worked for some big companies.
So you've lived in this process.
I've lived in it. Everybody hates this process, by the way.
Oh, they all hate it.
Everybody hates
it. Universally hate it.
But here's the thing. One time I had really good performance. I had good performance lots of times, but this one particular time, when I had good performance, I didn't get the compensation that I should have gotten for my performance. You know why? Because they couldn't give that to everybody who reached that.
Right.
In other words,
had some formula or bell curve or something.
They did, and I just drew the short straw.
Yeah.
I did everything the other people did, but for whatever reason something happened that I drew the short straw. I didn't get it, and there was no it was just that they didn't want to pay the money.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Jim, sit down at a lunchroom table with a group of employees that's lived in that process and you'll hear those stories over and over again. Everyone's got one.
Yeah. But to say that there's no sound evidence that traditional performance management leads to improved performance. That flies in the face of 100 years of management that grew an economy and fed you and clothed you and educated you.
How
and
dare
me,
I?
Right? Yeah. What are you? Some kind of heretic or something? What's going on, Tamara?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I actually started down this journey because I was asked by the head of HR at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to write a white paper for the executives on performance management. And he asked this simple question that seemed so simple at the time, which was, help us connect performance management to performance. And so as I got into it and did the research, I found all sorts of interesting things, but what I couldn't find is that connection. And what we know, those of us like me who are geeky in the people space and study, you know, human potential and organizational performance and all those things, we know that if you drive engagement, so if your people are engaged, that means they'll go that extra effort, they'll do the extra work because they're so committed to what you're doing. If they're engaged, then that drives performance. And we have, you know, correlated and causal data showing that. The problem came when I tried to connect performance management to performance. For exactly the reasons you and I just talked about, too often when someone exited that process, unless they were maybe the top-ranked, highest-paid person in the company, they're going to leave that process disengaged or maybe a little bit lower. Mm-hmm. Or you probably left that situation angry.
Oh, I'm still angry.
Yeah, you're still angry. Now,
it was before you were born, and I'm still angry.
And see, so that didn't drive your performance. That actually probably had a negative impact.
It actually had an effect on me leaving the company.
Mm-hmm. That's a common impact, too.
Yeah. And yeah. I was a high performer.
Right.
They were not happy to see me go.
Well, and that's the problem with the process is it frequently, it really doesn't respect the high performers. We often mm-hmm. talk about trying to create differentiated performance or recognize them. But by the time we put them into our processes and our formulas and our bell curves, we water it down so much that the high performers don't really get recognized the way that they should. And often the low performers don't get called out.
Let me take your idea and get on one of my little soapboxes, Tamara.
So okay, go for it.
You'll have to forgive me for this. My audience is rolling their eyes right now. And that is that the same kind of 20th century expectations of corporate activity is good for Wall Street, but it's not good for the economy. In other words, performance management activity is good for management because you get to fill the squares, right? But it's not good for where the rubber meets the road, where the employees touch the ground, right?
Mm. So here's what I think about that.
What I'm saying is, but corporations, in other words, all corporations don't perform perfectly and fit in a 90-day conference call model. You see what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm comparing those two. It's the problem is not just employment. It's the way we need a new way of looking at doing business, employment and otherwise. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's some truth in what you're saying, particularly for what I would say your weak managers. Those individuals who aren't comfortable actually engaging people in a conversation and mm-hmm. bringing their whole self to that conversation and giving people a chance to thrive and do their best. Those managers like a performance management process in this traditional model because, as you said, it just gives them a formula.
They can hide behind it, can't they?
They can hide behind it. Your strong managers hate it because it limits what they can do mm-hmm. and it forces them into formulas that they don't want to play in.
And prevents them from letting their stars run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you sit down with a group of really good managers, they'll tell you all these stories of where they couldn't recognize the people they wanted to, mm-hmm. And they were really limited in what they could do.
So when we come back, I'm going to get Tamara to convince us that this isn't just some kind of a nod to the millennials, her ideas here. Tamara, I need your website quickly, please.
www.peoplefirm.com.
Peoplefirm.com. The book is called How Performance Management is Killing Performance and What to Do About It. Tamara Chandler is the author. She and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.